Praise the name of the Lord. Just thank Him. Thank You, Lord Jesus. We accept it, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for healing us, for touching us, Lord. Forgive us whatever we have need of, Lord. We accept it, Lord Jesus. Praise Your wonderful name, Lord Jesus.
Oh, let's just pray. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands towards heaven. Just praise the Lord, oh praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands towards heaven and praise the Lord.
Just praise Him.
Oh, let's just praise the Lord. Towards heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands towards heaven and praise the Lord.
Let's sing it to Him again. We want to praise You, Lord.
Just praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands towards heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise.
Believe He's the same, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever? Amen. Then He says that settles it. Amen. Do you believe that He's touched you and He's give you what you've asked for? Yes. Praise the name of the Lord.
Oh, He touched me. Oh, He touched me.
Yes, Lord. If He really touched you this morning.
Oh, He touched me.
Yes, Lord, You touched me.
Oh, He touched me.
Yes, Lord.
And oh, the joy that floods my soul.
Is He flooding your soul? Praise the Lord.
Oh, something has happened. And now
once again. Thank you, Lord, for touching us this morning.
Oh, he touched me. Oh, he touched me.
Whatever you ask for, he give it to you. If you'll believe it.
And oh, the joy.
Your healing, salvation.
My soul.
Family, friends, whatever. It's yours.
Has happened.
He's spoken. It's the word.
I know he touched me and made me whole.
Yes, Lord. We believe it, Lord.
Oh, he touched me.
That's our confession,
yes,
Lord.
Oh,
he touched me. Yes, Lord.
And oh, the joy that floods my soul.
We accept it, Lord Jesus. It is ours.
Oh, something.
You've identified yourself
has happened
today in our midst
and
by
now,
your own characteristics,
oh,
that you are here made flesh in your people. And give us the desire of our hearts. You've touched us and made us whole, Lord Jesus. You give us what we have need of, Lord Jesus. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you for touching us, Lord Jesus. Thank you for coming in our midst today, Lord Jesus. Oh, and identifying yourself that you're Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that we are your bride, Lord Jesus.
Has happened.
It's something has happened, Lord.
And now I know he touched me and made me whole.
Let us just hum it to him. Praise your wonderful name, Lord Jesus. Truly, Father, you have touched your bride today. You have come down and made yourself manifest, Lord, before our very eyes, Lord Jesus. That same Elohim, Lord, that came down to Abraham, Lord, you've come down today and made yourself manifested in flesh and brought us the words of eternal life. And Lord, told us who that we are, that royal seed of Abraham, Lord Jesus, your chosen and predestinated ones. And you prayed the prayer of faith, Lord. And we accept it, Lord. Whatever we have need of, Lord, that you give it to us today, Lord. Our healing, our salvation, our loved ones, whatever we have need of. We are your bride, Lord Jesus. It has been spoken, it shall come to pass. Because it is your word and it cannot fail, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. Thank you for identifying yourself. Thank you, Lord, for letting us be identified with you in this end time, Lord. Thank you that we're not ashamed, a group of people, Lord. It's not a shame to be identified with the Lord Jesus Christ, the voice of God in this end time, an end time message, an end time people. Lord, we're thankful, Lord, you stored up that food, Lord. You set it aside, Lord, so that we could press play, Lord Jesus. To hear the voice of God speak to your bride. Truly a love letter to the bride of Jesus Christ, Lord. Telling us who we are, Lord Jesus. Father, Satan wants to tear us down and destroy us. He wants to put you out, but greater is he that is in us, Lord Jesus. You've revealed yourself in us, Lord Jesus. We are your bride, Lord. We are your bride, Lord Jesus. Praise your wonderful name, Lord Jesus. Praise your name. Praise your name. How thankful we are, Lord Jesus. Just thank him in your heart. Just praise him and tell him how much you love him. Thank him for what he's done for you this very day. He's come down and revealed himself and give us everything that we have need of for our journey. Let us hum it one more time. Thank you, Lord. As we continue, I'd like to invite our brother Stephen Tutone to come up and dismiss us in a word of prayer.
Gracious Heavenly Father, what a time you've given us in your presence, Lord, this afternoon. Your word simmering down into our hearts, Lord Jesus Christ. Truly, we testify from the bottom of our hearts that you touched us, Lord. Walking out the doors, we're not going to be the same people that walked in. We want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that in the midst of all the flurry, Father, many things going on, you've opened our eyes, Lord, to see that messenger that you sent in this day. And you gave him the words to give to us, and he was a faithful servant. He carried out his commission and laid his life, Lord, for our sakes. Today we stand as trophies of that sacrifice, Lord. It was a successful mission, Lord. And Lord Jesus Christ, from the moment of his birth, you identified that he was the mouthpiece of God for this generation. 1909, when he was born, that light came into the room, Lord, because he was born a prophet. Lord God Almighty, and as he grew, you commissioned, Lord, and you vindicated him in many ways, Lord. A few miles from this place on the foot of Spring Street, Lord, you came down and you vindicated him. 1946, when that angel came and gave him his commission, you did it again, Lord. January 24th in Houston, Texas, Lord, when that pillar of fire was taken, the mechanical eye of the camera vindicated it again for the scientific world. In 1933, when he obeyed your commission, Lord, you went out west, and seven angels from eternity, he said, met him, and he was picked up in a constellation and given the revelation of this message, Lord. And we have seen one who has the sign of the Messiah. We have seen one whose name ended with H-A-M, not six letters, but seven letters this time. Lord God Almighty, we have seen you identify him, Lord. And like Peter, we say, to whom shall we go? Who else has the words of eternal life, Lord? We're standing with you, Lord, this afternoon. Like Moses said, and your prophet said again, he says, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come to this word. And today, Lord, we have come in this tabernacle to identify that we are on the Lord's side. And we have come to the word of this hour. And we're not turning back, Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, and as the enemy will raise the scarecrows and Dayton and Korahs, Lord, Heavenly Father, but like that groundhog, we're going to go past those scarecrows. We want that stored up food. We're going to feed on it, Lord, and be healthy and strong. Lord, and thank you that Brother Branham introduced us to the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord God Almighty, and today we don't only know that Jesus in history in Calvary, but he raised him up out of history, Lord. And he showed the Lord Jesus Christ living in us, Lord. And we see it all around us in this very building. Lord, people who had been given up by medical professionals, they're standing in this building this afternoon. A person who had died, Lord God Almighty, but God came and identified his characteristics and brought him back to life. Couples who were waiting for their babies, Lord God Almighty, and were patiently waiting, Lord. Today, some of those babies are in the nursery room right now. Some of them are in car seats. God identifying himself and his characteristics. Cancers, Lord, that had eaten people up to a shadow, but God identified himself in flesh, in the believers, in the church of God, in the bride that believes this message, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you and we appreciate you. We see you in our midst, Lord. Yet glory and honor to yourself. Thank you for a wonderful time. Lord, and may you keep us faithful to this word. Lord Jesus, as your bride that's listening in and in this tabernacle and around the world, Lord, may our eyes and our ears be tuned to that frequency. Lord God Almighty, and Lord, listen in. We remember that vision of the bride around the world, Lord, marching to the tune of the gospel. And Brother Branham said, they had their eyes on me. And he said, one of them that were stepping out of line, he says, I yelled, stay in line, Lord. And it's this voice that we heard this afternoon that is keeping the bride in line until we go in the rapture, Lord. We thank you, Lord. May it never become common to us, Lord. May it never become a ritual, ritualistic, Lord. Lord, but may it be a life, Lord. And may our expectation for the word always be through the roof. And our faith, Lord, always release the dynamic power of this message, Lord, and may it take effect in our lives. We give ourselves to you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for every believer, Lord, and thank you for granting every request. We have no shadow of doubt that you have done it because, Lord, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. The same God is still alive today. Thank you, Lord, for your servant. Thank you for your servant, Brother Joseph, and how you use him and raise him, Lord, in such a time. As much as we believe the seals and the seven church ages and what the prophet said, we believe what the prophet said about him, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for inhabiting and using him in a special way. In the name of the Lord Jesus, get glory and honor to yourself. We love you, Lord, and thank you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray believing. Amen.
His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. His name is wonderful. Jesus, my Lord. He is the mighty King, the Master. Yeah.
once again for being with us, for your great love. Thank you for the revelation of who you are and who we are. Bless your bride, Lord, as we leave this building, Lord. Go with them. Lord, may their faith stay strong, Lord. And what you've done for them today, may they hold on to it with every fiber in their body, Lord Jesus. Thank you for giving us everything that we have need of. Truly, Lord, your name is wonderful. Bless your children as we go our separate ways, Lord Jesus. So we hum it one more time. May the Lord richly bless you and be with you. I know your hearts are encouraged. What a wonderful service the Lord has given us today. God bless you and be with you. We just continue to hum it as we feel his presence, as we dismiss ourselves from this building, but never, ever from his presence. God bless you and be with you. You're dismissed.